Historical summary. The following chronology provides a brief overview of major events in the life of President Gordon B. Hinckley. June 23, 1910. Born to Bryant S. Hinckley and Ada Bittner Hinckley in Salt Lake City, Utah. 1922. Attends a stake priesthood meeting with his father and gains a testimony of the prophetic calling of Joseph Smith. 1932. Graduates from the University of Utah, having studied English, journalism, and ancient languages. 1933 to 1935. Serves as a full-time missionary in the European Mission, spending the entire time in England. 1935 to 1943. Works as executive secretary of the church's Radio, Publicity, and Mission Literature Committee. 1937. Called to the Sunday School General Board. April 29, 1937. Marries Marjorie Pay in the Salt Lake Temple. 1943 to 1945. Works as an assistant superintendent for the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad in Salt Lake City, Utah, and Denver, Colorado. 1945 to 1958. Returns to church employment. In 1951, begins overseeing the day-to-day operations of the newly formed missionary department. 1953 to 1955, under the direction of President David O. McKay, recommends and oversees the production of the Temple Endowment on film to accommodate multiple languages. October 28, 1956. Called to serve as president of the East Mill Creek Stake. April 6, 1958. Sustained as an assistant to the 12. October 5, 1961. Ordained an apostle and set apart as a member of the Quorum of the 12 by President David O. McKay. July 23, 1981. Called to serve as a counselor in the First Presidency to assist President Spencer W. Kimball and Presidents Marion G. Romney and N. Eldon Tanner. December 2, 1982. Called to serve as the second counselor to President Kimball. November 10, 1985. Called to serve as the first counselor to President Ezra Taft Benson. June 5, 1994. Called to serve as the first counselor to President Howard W. Hunter. March 3, 1995. Becomes the senior apostle at the death of President Hunter. March 12, 1995. Set apart as President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. September 23, 1995. Issues The Family, a Proclamation to the World during the General Relief Society meeting. February 1996. The number of church members outside the United States exceeds the number of church members inside the United States. April 7, 1996. Appears on the United States television program 60 Minutes. May 26, 1996. Dedicates the Hong Kong China Temple, the first of 77 temples that were dedicated during his presidency, 63 of which he dedicated himself. April 5, 1997. Organizes three new quorums of 70. October 4, 1997. Announces a plan for smaller temples to be built throughout the world. January 1, 2000. With his fellow apostles in the First Presidency and Quorum of the Twelve, publishes The Living Christ, the Testimony of the Apostles. October 1, 2000. Dedicates the Boston, Massachusetts Temple, the 100th temple in operation. October 8, 2000. Dedicates the Conference Center. March 31, 2001, announces the creation of the Perpetual Education Fund. February 8, 2002, welcomes visitors from around the world to Salt Lake City for the Winter Olympics. June 27, 2002, dedicates the Nauvoo, Illinois Temple on the 158th anniversary of the martyrdom of Joseph and Hiram Smith. January 11, 2003, presides over the first worldwide leadership training broadcast. February 8, 2003. speaks to 1 million primary children via satellite broadcast to celebrate the primary's 125th anniversary. April 6, 2004. Mourns the death of his wife, Marjorie. June 23, 2004. Is awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award given in the United States. June 26, 2007. Announces that church membership has surpassed 13 million and that the 1 millionth missionary has served since the church was organized. January 27, 2008. Dies at his home in Salt Lake City, Utah.